Hi folks, my name is Sydney and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on our dying planet. Today, we are going to talk about some easy, affordable actions and items that you can do and use to help reduce your environmental impact, because I would like to think that most of us want to do better for the planet, but as many of us already know, starting something is usually the hardest part of the whole process. I'm sure we all feel a little differently when put in that situation, but for me, sometimes it feels like there's this giant invisible wall in front of me and somehow I'm expected to climb it. I keep trying and trying to scale this freaking thing and it just feels impossible. I can't even get off the ground. But lately, I've been trying to reframe what this wall actually looks like in my mind. I've realized that I don't have to physically climb this huge vertical wall. It turns out there's actually a door. I just didn't notice it because I was so intimidated by how tall the wall was. And beyond that door is a set of stairs. Then I just have to walk on up. It might take me a while, but I know what I need to do to get there. Doesn't matter if it's deadlines at work, stuff at home, or trying to start a new podcast episode, once I stop freaking out about how much I have to do and how tall that wall is and instead start looking for that door, things get a whole lot easier. Environmentalism is no exception. I'm a better environmentalist today than I was 5 years ago, and 5 years from now, I'll be a better environmentalist than I am today, as long as I keep allowing myself to get started and try new habits. It takes a long time to make sustainable lifestyle changes, but we gotta start somewhere, and sometimes we gotta start small. So, we are going to talk about a few basic things that you can do today that will reduce your impact on the environment. Just some things that you can build on that might eventually lead to a long-term change. All you need to do is find that door and take the first small step, my friends. First, we're going to talk about actions, and then I am going to talk about a few physical items that have helped me. I know that's kind of contradictory to the previous episode on retail relapse, but these are items that I actually use on a consistent basis, and if they can help someone else, then I figure we might as well highlight it here. I'm probably going to end up sounding like a broken record with this one, but I think it's so incredibly important for us to continue to develop and maintain our connection with nature. It becomes easy to stop caring about the impacts our actions have when we're able to ignore the thing that they're impacting. One way I try to stay connected with nature is by spending time outside almost every day. I usually do this in a form of a walk, but if that's not possible for you, even just sitting outside or opening a window can provide an opportunity for connection with the natural world. You don't have to do anything profound here. Even if you just take a moment and listen, that is enough. For me, I make a point of trying to listen to the things that are going on around me. The birds, the wind, the sounds of my shoes on the ground. During my walks, though, I also tend to notice the litter people have thrown out. Usually, it's beer cans, which is problematic for a bunch of reasons, but by seeing all of that trash, it also made me think about my own purchases of single-use items. Now, I'm not perfect at this, but I feel that by seeing all of these cans and bottles that are thrown out along the road, I buy less cans and bottles myself. It becomes easier for me to tell myself, no, I don't need to go in and get a drink every time I stop at the gas station because, while I don't litter, there's still the high possibility that those cans and bottles will end up somewhere they're not supposed to be. In other words, our waterways, wetlands, and other valuable natural resources. I also find myself picking up more trash now than maybe I once would have, which brings us to our next actionable item, picking up litter. Now, I know the idea of touching other people's random trash seems super gross, but if you don't pick it up, what are the odds that someone else will? Probably pretty slim. Don't carry the expectation that someone else will take care of it because everyone is thinking the same thing. If we're capable of doing something, we need to do it, and sometimes that includes picking up someone else's litter. Keep a bag for trash in your car, put one in your jacket pocket when you're going out and about. It's also helpful to have a pair of gloves, that way you don't have to touch the trash directly. Speaking of gloves, if you live somewhere where it gets a little bit chilly like I do, Wearing warm clothing and layering up instead of cranking the thermostat can be another way to reduce our use of the resources that we have. For whatever reason, I used to hate wearing layers, probably because I was doing it wrong. When I used to think of layers, the words uncomfortable and unflattering came to mind. Now, this is definitely not a fashion podcast, but having a few staple layering items that are comfortable and match a variety of outfits can help make the decision to not turn up the heat a little bit easier. So, here's our next idea. To minimize emissions from our vehicles, you can try to knock out multiple errands in one trip if possible. I've gotten into the habit of getting my groceries in the morning before work, instead of making a separate trip at another time when, you know, I wouldn't already be heading that way. Now, I do have a lot of things working in my favor for this to work. I like to get up early, I have my own car, I pass right by the store, and we have a full-size fridge at my work to store any cold items until I have to, you know, go home. So I recognize that this isn't feasible for everyone, but if you're someone who it could work for, give it a shot. I know it might take a little extra planning, but every little effort helps, and if you can, you know, knock out two birds with one stone here, not only will that help reduce the emissions from our vehicles, but it also will save you a little bit of time. Plan ahead. Give it a shot if you can. Another action that you can take is to sign up for a wildlife first responders course or any other similar course. That way, if the situation arises and there is a critter who may be in need of help, you'll be better equipped to assess the situation and determine if you need to intervene. And if so, what actions you can take and how to properly get it to a rehabilitator. I took one of these courses recently. It cost me $40, and I got a lot of peace of mind in knowing that the information that I was given was from a licensed rehabilitator and a reputable source. There's still a lot of good information on the internet, but be cautious because there is still a lot of misinformation out there, even if the provider of the misinformation has good intentions. Do a little research on where your closest wildlife centers are and see if they offer any courses. This is where I learned about the course that I took. Now I'm going to talk about a few physical items that I use to try to be better for the environment. Number one, get yourself a nice big water bottle, my dude. I personally have two that I use basically every day, but it's mainly because the water that we have at my work office is heavily chlorinated, so unless I want to feel like I'm drinking pool water, I bring both to keep me hydrated throughout the day. You don't necessarily have to go out and buy some overpriced hydro flask. You can reuse a bottle you got from the gas station. Wash it and use it until you find another bottle you really like. But here are some things to consider when looking for a reusable water bottle to make sure you're actually going to end up using it and not just throwing it in a cupboard and forgetting about it. Number one is going to be insulation. I'm not picky when it comes to temperature, when it comes to my water, but if you are, look for a bottle that's insulated and can keep your water cooler longer. Also consider the size and the shape. Do you want something that can easily fit in your bag? Do you want it to be able to hold all of the water you need to drink throughout the day? What about a built-in straw? How easy will it be to clean? Just some functional items there. And the last thing maybe to consider is the appearance. Now, this is the least important thing to consider, but it certainly helps if you have a cute water bottle that you like. There's a lot of cute ones out there. Just make sure they're also going to meet your needs in terms of functionality. I'm telling you, man, once you start using a reusable water bottle, you're gonna love feeling hydrated and you won't be able to go back. So go get one right now. Go get it. Okay, so moving on to our next items. Reusable shopping bags, or 47 of them. I am a reusable shopping bag hoarder, mostly because I forget to put the bags back in my car after I bring my groceries in, and as a result have to buy a new one every time I end up buying more stuff than I can just carry out in my hands. But for the times that I do remember, I have this massive bag I got from Tractor Supply, and it is seriously one of the best purchases I have ever made. I feel like Mary Poppins whenever I use it because it can just fit so much stuff. So at the end of the day, I recommend getting a really big bag, but if you prefer multiple smaller ones, that's fine too. If it keeps some plastic out of a landfill, it's a step in the right direction. And if you get too many, like I do, you can use them as an alternative to single-use gift wrap or gift bags for holidays and other special occasions. Our next item is food containers. When I have to pack my meals for work, I usually end up putting them all sorts of random containers. Some of them are ones from my mom from like the 80s. Some are old peanut butter jars. Others are takeout containers from a restaurant. Just use what you got. They may not last forever, but it's definitely a more budget-friendly option until you might be able to invest in containers that will be in it for the long haul. Now, the next item is for the folks who menstruate. I highly recommend getting a menstrual cup or at least giving one a shot. Mine's from the brand Honey Pot, but Diva Cup is another name I've heard quite a bit. There's probably a lot of other brands, so look up reviews and see what works best for you. I know everyone's bodies are different and that menstrual cups may not work for everyone, but in my experience, dude, I have zero complaints. This has saved me a lot of money. So yeah, give it a shot. Menstrual cups or cops, whatever. This next item is kind of a random one, but I keep a shovel in the back of my car in the case that I come across any snapping turtles that need to be moved across the road. There are a few different ways to move a snapping turtle, but this is probably the quickest and safest way for both you and the turtle. The turtle might get a little scraped up if you have to push them across the road, but a few scratches is a lot better than being run over by a car. Similarly, something I recently learned in my wildlife first responders course is to get some sort of largish container in a flat piece of material large enough to cover the opening of the container to keep in your vehicle in case you come across another critter who needs your help. You can place the container on top of the critter and then slide that flat piece of material underneath the container so you can just slowly flip it over, secure the lid, and transport it to a rehabilitator if needed. Just make sure to poke holes in the container so there's some airflow for the animal. Plus, for the times you aren't using it for wildlife rescue, you can still use it to store some things in your vehicle. Now, our last one here, beauty products. I have been a victim of the beauty industry for a long time. I used to wear makeup every time I had to go out somewhere because I was very insecure with my appearance. I've had acne from a young age and still deal with it today. This means I went through a lot of products whose containers went to a landfill somewhere. Now, this is certainly not me bashing anyone who enjoys wearing makeup or, you know, the use of any beauty product or self-care product. It truly is an art form, and if it brings you joy, then go for it. From my experience, though, I found that I didn't like the way it felt on my skin, on my eyes. I hated that I had to worry about something smudging and looking silly. Plus, it could get really expensive, and I learned that a lot of brands still test on animals and just aren't very ethical or sustainable, so that's when I decided to cut back and pay more attention to the brands that I did use. Now, over the years, I've worked on being kinder to myself and being comfortable with my natural appearance, but once in a while, I will throw on a full face of makeup, false lashes and all, my dude. But on a day-to-day basis, really the only products I use consistently are a lip stain and a brow pencil. So I would encourage you to consider the products that you use, including makeup, nail polish, hair products. Are there any that you might be able to cut back on, even just once in a while? If not, swap to brands that are more ethical and sustainable. There is no reason that we should be supporting brands that still test on animals these days. I'm telling you that there are definitely alternatives for whatever product you're using. Plus, keep in mind that you're whole as you are. If you're wearing these products to cover up or appear a certain way for other people and not because you truly enjoy wearing them, it might be time to make a change. It'll save you time, money. It'll be better for the environment, and man, does it feel good to rub your eyes without worrying about something smudging. Alright folks, that is it for this episode. I know that all of these things might not be applicable for everyone, but I hope you got at least one thing out of it. Sometimes we gotta start small, my friends. Don't let the height of the wall keep you from finding the door. Look onward, not up. Until next time.